Works tonight. I'd like to welcome everyone to this evening's Greenville County School Board meeting for December the 18th. I want to thank everyone for coming out tonight. At this time, I would ask everyone to please rise as Mrs. Morrison Fair leads us in our prayer, and Mrs. Grayson will introduce our Pledge of Allegiance.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, let us observe a moment of silence daily as we ponder this magnificent world. Let us talk less and listen more with our hearts. Let us all represent positive leaders for the community. Continue the good work accomplished by this school board, administrators, and other individuals as we come to the close of another year. We humbly ask that you guide us to act with wisdom and a common purpose that will advance public education, student learning, and protect school safety. Amen.
Please remain standing. Tonight we have Aiden Coleman from Mountain View Elementary School. It's my pleasure to introduce Aiden. He's a fifth grader at Mountain View, and he's going to lead the pledge. It's particularly interesting because his mom works at Mountain View Elementary and taught my children. So Ms. Coleman waved to everybody. Aiden loves school and learning. He's a member of the chorus and an anchor on the Mountain View Morning Wake Up Show. When he's not in school, he enjoys reading everything he can find and creating with Legos. He takes karate at Carolina Karate, where he is a green belt. He's also a member of the Faith Renewed Church in Simpsonville. Aiden, please come to the podium up there.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Aiden.
Thank you. Be seated. Thank you, Aiden, very much for being with us. Tonight we also have a special treat in honor of our holidays. Mr. J.P. Davis, who is the assistant orchestra director at Malden High School, has three of his students here with us this evening who are going to, what? Woodmont, okay. Malden? Thank you. Be quiet. I give her a script to introduce the Pledge of Allegiance and look what happens. Seriously, we have three of our students from Malden High School here this evening, and we'd ask them to please come forward and entertain us. And Mr. Davis, if you would be kind enough to also please introduce these students, I would appreciate it.
Yes, of course. Hi, I'm J.P. Davis. I'm the assistant band director over at Malden High School. We have three fabulous students in our wood ensemble program. We have Scott Salinas playing the soprano saxophone, Cindy Bolger playing the oboe, and Carrion Nazario playing the flute. Carrion actually came from winter guard practice. We have four winter guards over at Malden this year. She's doing a phenomenal job with them. And so they did a fantastic job on our December concert, and I said you guys would be absolutely perfect to play this event for you guys. So thank you so much for having us, and I'll let them take it away. It's a sound night.
Thank you.
thank you very much. We certainly hope that you guys have a Merry Christmas, and thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next item of business in order is the adoption of the consent calendar. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
I have a motion to approve the consent calendar as presented. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Dr. Royster, I believe you have some introductions to make.
I do. Thank you, Mr. Sailors. It's always a pleasure to be able to welcome people into new roles in the district. And tonight we have the opportunity to do that. Narissa Lewis. Narissa is in, I believe, 13th or 14th year as a principal. Three different schools in Greenville County. She's been highly successful in all of those schools. Most currently, the principal of the Blue Ribbon Award-winning, National Blue Ribbons Award-winning Bethel Elementary School. She's contributed greatly, not just at the school level, but at the district level. And we just went through a very intensive process in looking for a new assistant superintendent for elementary school leadership to replace the retiring Dr. Michelle Meekins. And it's my pleasure tonight to introduce that new assistant superintendent, Narissa Lewis. And Narissa, stand up. But as is the custom, a lot of times new to the district or new to a role in the district, they bring some folks with them, some family members. And I believe Narissa has some family members and some extended family members. Because Narissa has a great lineage, legacy in the school district. Now, I think in some small measure that certainly contributed to the knowledge that she has, but it's not the reason for her appointment tonight, but certainly is a part of who she is today and the things that she knows and her character. Both her parents, Lily Lewis, who retired from the district as principal at Carolina High School but had many leadership roles in the district. And her dad, Leroy Lewis, who was director of operations and maintenance for the district for a number of years. Unfortunately, neither one of them with us any longer. But Narissa literally grew up in Greenville County Schools. And so she has not only the members of her immediate family, she has a couple of extended family members there. Dickie McEwen and Roger Moody. So, Narissa, if you would recognize your sister and your aunt and certainly Mr. McEwen and Mr. Moody.
This is my aunt, Yvette Goodwin, my sister, Cecily Lewis. She's also a prominent of the Greenville County Schools. My other dad, and a close friend of work family, Mr. Moody. So, thank you so much for the opportunity to serve in this capacity.
Congratulations again, Narissa.
Can I just say one thing? Mm-hmm. So when I got on the school board 12 years ago, I had the pleasure, Marissa was the principal at Mitchell Road Elementary. Followed her, stayed with her all through until she went to Bethel. And then one of my staff moved to that area and her children go to Bethel, and she cannot say enough about Marissa. Narissa, thank you so much for all you do. We look forward to working with you here in the district. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Our next item of business in order is the appearance of visitors, which this evening we have none. So we will then move to the superintendent's report. Dr. Royster.
Thank you, Mr. Sailors. And before I provide the superintendent's report, I want to make one other recognition. Not as joyous occasion, at least for us, as being able to introduce Narissa, but perhaps a joyous occasion for Pam Mills. As many of you know, Pam has long served the district as our Director of Governmental Relations, handling a variety of tasks dealing with elected officials, other elected bodies, but things well beyond that job description, dealing with various state agencies, local agencies, helping parents, helping citizens, even on the opening day of school, going out and manning the transportation call center, literally whatever needed to be done. And so it is with great sadness that we recognize her retirement. Now, she's going to still do some things for us and with us in the transition time, but she will officially end her employment as Director of Governmental Relations at the end of the month. More important than all of those duties that she's carried out, she has been for me and for my predecessor, and probably predecessors prior to that, a person that you could always rely on to give sound advice, to use common sense in making decisions, and being more than willing to argue with you her point of view, which greatly helps in making decisions. And whether her point of view was shared by everybody or no one else, she articulated it. She articulated it well, and it greatly benefited me and this school district. That will be very difficult for us to replace. And so, Pam, my appreciation for what you've done and how you've done it. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, could I have a moment, please? Thank you. Having been here in 1995 when Ms. Mills was hired, I did not know how that position would work because I was newly on the board myself. But over the years, I have seen Pam do her magic here in Greenville and do her magic in Columbia, where she is one of the best. She is known in Columbia for knowing education from beginning to end. And she's very highly regarded, not only by our delegation here in Greenville, but from senators and representatives throughout the state. So we are going to miss you, although you're still going to be around. And it's been a pleasure working with you. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Meek. Dr. Royster.
Thank you, Mr. Saylors. And now for the superintendent's report. Had I been a little more on top of things, I would have gotten this done last month in actual American Education Month. But traditionally, we have yielded the superintendent's report time to the district teacher of the year in November. And she was kind enough to come back this month in December. Shelley Smith, who is our district teacher of the year, she's a social studies teacher at Travelers Rest High School. Everywhere she goes, she carries this quote by John Quincy Adams: "To furnish the means of acquiring knowledge is the greatest benefit that can be conferred upon mankind." Although in her seventh year in the teaching profession, she's made sharing knowledge across all audiences a priority. First and foremost, Shelley engages students in the content by first building a supportive community in the classroom, while also meeting the individual needs of each student. Her students are motivated to learn and share knowledge. Along the way, she intentionally models positive character traits such as perseverance and integrity. Not only does she build community in the classroom, she shares her time with students as a coach and a club advisor and engages in outside volunteer activities. The former captain of Clemson University's cheerleading team is well versed in the qualities of teamwork, leadership, discipline, and resilience that will be instilled in these fortunate students for the rest of their lives. She's a lifelong learner who works continually to improve her craft. Recognizing the debt she owes to all who helped her develop as an educator In her early years of teaching, she's eagerly shared her skills and knowledge through professional development offerings on a wide range of topics, from teacher strategies and student engagement to data-driven planning and Google websites. One of Shelley's greatest contributions to teaching is her commitment to mentor future and first-year teachers. She has been selected as a master teacher by Clemson University and is working with the college's inaugural teacher residency program. As a part of that, she currently supervises not one, but two student teachers. While passionate about her content area, Shelley is ever mindful of the importance of encouraging her students and providing a meaningful adult connection to not only help her students learn social studies, but more importantly, to be inspired to achieve their dreams. I present to you Shelley Smith, Greenville County Schools Teacher of the Year.
Thank you. Good evening, Chairman Sailors, members of the board, and Dr. Royster. Thank you so much for giving me the privilege of speaking with you this evening. As previously introduced, I am Shelley Smith, a social studies teacher at Travelers Rest High School, and I'm honored to speak tonight representing teachers in our district as this year's Greenville County Schools Teacher of the Year. It has certainly been an exciting year so far, especially with the Travelers Rest football team starting off the season 5-0, whoop whoop, which is the best start since the 1960s, ending with a record of 7-4 after going 1-9 the previous season. Over the past few months, I've had the honor of representing teachers' voices in our district, speaking with Rotarians of the Downtown Greenville Rotary Club, members of Opportunity Greenville, public education partners, other district teachers of the year across the state, and South Carolina State Superintendent of Education, Molly Spearman. Through these conversations, I've had the opportunity to share the amazing opportunities happening for students in our district and develop my voice as a teacher leader, collaborating with educators of all levels across the state and within our district to support the success of our students. The theme for our district this year, as Dr. Royster mentioned briefly, is Dream Builders. As educators, that is our role, to be dream builders for our students. We have had the most important job in our society, and every day I get to go into the classroom and inspire them, support them, and prepare them for their dreams, whether that be aspirations for college, or to enter the workforce career ready. But before we can be successful dream builders, we have to find out what makes our students unique, what helps them achieve, and what helps them glow. Yes, I said glow, and here's why. Our students are like this glow stick. It's an ordinary piece of plastic, but when you crack it and shake it around, it produces this extraordinary light. So the question is, what caused this extraordinary light coming from within the plastic? And I could go into all of the sciencey things. I'm a social studies teacher, so they're sciencey things. And I could talk about the five different chemicals that mix together to give off the energy to release the photons of light. But again, we want to know the answer to our question. Which of the five chemicals is causing the glow? But the answer is that none of the five chemicals themselves cause the glow. Rather, the glow is caused by the interaction of all the chemicals together. That is the lesson that is so important for us to remember in our role as dream builders of the future generations. Our teachers, our administrators, staff, district personnel, school board members, family, and communities, all together, are the essential components that mix to inspire, support, and prepare our students for life in the 21st century, or in this example, help them find their glow. However, this mixture is not science. Each student may require different amounts of each component to nurture their glow. Sometimes it's the small things, like posting a sticky note on their desk with the words happy birthday, or writing a struggling student a handwritten letter, encouraging them, and that can be such a big difference in their lives and make their glow a little brighter. But no single component on its own can create this glow. It is at this time that I would like to say a special thank you to Dr. Royster and the members of the board for the role you play as dream builders for our students. You are a crucial component to the development of their glow. You make a positive difference in the lives of our students by setting and carrying out the vision and goals for our district and doing the sometimes little and sometimes not so little things behind the scenes that make big things happen. As teachers, we appreciate your constant willingness to put our students first and advocate on behalf of public education. My message this evening is simple. Every component in the mixture is necessary to build our students' glow. I encourage us all to celebrate success as often as possible and make it our goal to share the wonderful stories of our profession, including celebrating the success of our students, our schools, our district, and each other. Let's not forget that even small acts of kindness and generosity can make substantial impressions on our students. Let's inspire them, support them, and prepare them for their dreams. We are living ours. Let's help them build theirs. Thank you for your time, and thank you for your service.
Is that it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much. Our next item of business in order is item 5.01, Internal Auditing Services Project Status Report. Mr. Barber.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We're presenting our monthly status report on the projects that we're currently working on, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions for Mr. Barber this evening? Okay. Thank you very much, Rick.
Thank you.
Our next item of business in order is informational items and committee liaison reports. Mr. Lewis, do you have something from the Advocacy Committee?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Advocacy Committee met today and approved out of committee some recommendations for school safety that will be presented at the January COW. So a copy of those recommendations has been placed at your desk. And then our hope is that we can use the January COW to kind of have a further discussion about those recommendations with the goal for those to go before the board at the January board meeting for approval. Would
that be okay? Any questions for Mr. Lewis at this time? Okay. Thank you very much. Mrs. Wells, do you have anything to comment or you're deferring to next month?
Yeah, the Instructional Policies Committee, we did get the information that we needed from Dr. McCreary. He updated some information that we had asked for. So we'll have that available, and we'll meet next month and hopefully get that last policy together and ready and finish up that committee.
Okay. Thank you so very much. Anything else related to liaison reports? Before going to our last meeting item on the meeting agenda, I wanted to thank Mrs. Bush this evening for the beautiful flowers for the Christmas season. And Debbie, thank you, and Billy, as always, for what you do to make our evenings a little brighter. Thank you. Last item on the agenda for this evening is our finance report. Dr. Royster.
Thank you, Mr. Sailors. Mr. Knotts, I believe you have at least one item to bring to the board's attention, as well as respond to any questions they might have. Mr. Knotts.
Yes, sir. Thank you. As I mentioned at the November board meeting, we were watching the property tax revenue. The tax notices did go out about a month later than usual, and that is having an impact on our property taxes. Up through November, the property taxes are approximately 10.5% received of our property tax budget for this year, as compared to the same time as 16%. So we are about 5.5% behind in property tax collection compared to prior years. I truly believe that's just due to the timeliness of the tax notices going out. One thing that is kind of strange of our property tax revenue from vehicles is actually $1 million more than the same time as last year. So that's
a million,
okay. That is because property taxes or vehicles go out every month. It's not an annual basis. So that is a good thing for vehicles, because we did see a slight decline last year. So with that being said, when we present the November financial report to the board at the January board meeting, we'll have final numbers for property taxes for November. Thank you. I'm available to answer any questions.
Does anyone have any questions for Mr. Knotts at this time?
I have a question, but not about the reports.
Go ahead, Mr. Meek.
Thank you. Mr. Knotts, what payroll system are we using? Is it TimeLink? Is that right?
TimeLink records a person's time. Lawson is the actual software that does the payroll system.
Okay, and if I understood correctly, Lawson is not going to continue servicing the program, or what? What did you tell us before? You told us something a few months ago, didn't you?
No, sir. We'll continue Lawson for a good while. TimeLink is actually owned by Cronus, and Cronus is looking at phasing out the TimeLink software.
Okay. The reason I ask, I read an article in Charleston newspaper, I believe, about Cronus, and they were having some payroll problems back for the last couple of years, and it was not the program. They were saying it was more how the employees were following through on that. Have we went, are we going to go to that system?
Yes, sir. We're looking at going to Cronus. We already have a contract with Cronus to use the TimeLink software. And as I said, they were going to discontinue it. I believe what you read in an article concerning the Charleston School District is individuals, employees, maybe not following all the required procedures of clocking in and clocking out.
And it was more or less, wasn't it something like they had some people clocking in and out for them? They had some problems with that, or?
That could happen. The device, a Cronus device we use, is a biometric device. But there are times where the biometric device does not accept the person's finger.
What do you mean by biometric?
You touch it with your finger, or use your finger.
It uses your fingerprint?
It's a biometric device, yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah. But there are times when it does not recognize a person's biometric, either the thumb or finger, and we try, and they are issued a separate four-digit code for them to key in. That could be what's happening down in Charleston as far as a different person keying in for somebody else.
But you've got your eye on it, and it's under control up here?
We have a lot of reports that watch it, yes, sir.
Okay.
Our understanding, and I think Jeff's read that same thing, and I read it as well, was, I believe, predominantly a failure to use the system, was my understanding. It's not necessarily an error within the system. They just simply were not using it or were misusing it.
You mean employees were not?
Yes, sir. That's my understanding. And maybe in certain sections of the district or departments or schools, they weren't using it. It seemed, from all I read, it seemed to be more of a lack of use of the system as opposed to some problem with the system. And if anybody wants to see the device that Jeff's talking about, if you walked into the downstairs lobby and walk over to the service desk downstairs and look on the wall right next to the door that leads back to the assistant superintendent's area, right to the left is the actual device where they put their fingerprint in, or put their finger in, and it reads their fingerprint. But as we often do, when an audit somewhere discovers issues with school system finances, we will find out the details and see if there's some control that we don't have in place that we might need to put in place. But I think their control was human related as opposed to device related.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and they'd had that problem for two or three years, and what the article, I believe, said.
That was what I gathered from it as well, Mr. Meek.
Okay, but we're on top of it.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions for Mr. Knox? Hearing none, the chair will entertain a motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Have a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Have a Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Thank you.
I know you did.
Thank you.